Hello and welcome to the Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24. Each week we'll be hearing from the sharpest minds and freshest thinkers in the world of finance, taking you beyond the numbers and the hype and getting to the heart of the big issues of the day. This week we're looking to Brazil, taking the temperature of the turbulent political scene and gauging its impact on the economy and beyond. We'll be mulling the key considerations for investors, both local and global, and we'll discuss the wider impact and potential developments as they affect everything from employment to currency. We start with Jorge Mariscal, UBS Chief Investment Officer for the Emerging Markets. How would Jorge sum up the political situation right now, and what kind of challenge does this present to him and his colleagues?
I would describe it in two broad levels. One is there is a corruption investigation that is sweeping the country and is reaching high levels of government, including former President Lula da Silva and, of course, the current President Dilma Rousseff. This has reached the point of potentially implying an impeachment process that would end the administration of Dilma Rousseff. So that's one level. The other one is that the economy is in very poor shape, and this is now a problem of several years, not just this year or last year. And so we are witnessing not only the outcome of a criminal investigation of corruption, but also the bankruptcy of an economic model that was not delivering as well-being for their population.
Michael Bolliger, who heads the Emerging Market Asset Allocation Team at the UBS CIO, shared his insights into the political situation in Brazil, in particular, touching on the implications for local investors.
What we can observe, and that actually for quite a while now, is that it sort of has paralyzed the local community. This huge wall of uncertainties, not really knowing where the political developments will go, who will run the country in a year or two from now, under which policies, etc., etc. To what extent will the central bank have to tighten monetary policy conditions further to avoid an unorderly sell of the BRL of the Brazilian currencies? To what extent will they have to tighten fiscal policy measures further to avoid further downgrades from credit rating agencies? All these things have, you know, resulted in a lack of investment, in a lack also in domestic market activity. But now with, you know, more and more signs of current President Dilma Rousseff becoming less and less likely to finish her term, and possibly a new president, a new government coming in that might be more market friendly, we see very first tentative green shoots, indications that there's again a bit of hope in Brazil that things might eventually turn to the better.
Tiago Aragao, Director of Strategic Affairs and Senior Research Associate at the Foreign Policy Center, explains what the delicate political situation means in strategic terms.
The political situation in Brazil is a conjunction of several crises and several factors. We have a fiscal crisis, a crisis of credibility, the current of the corruption environment that was settled in the country over the past two presidencies, aligned with a lack of coordination between the executive and the legislative, which is leading to a potential impeachment.
Michael Bolliger already mentioned some of the implications for local investors, and we asked Tiago Aragao, too, for his view.
Well, first is the incertitude of the political environment, which paralyzes the potentiality of investments. Second, the ability to know if the government will be able to cut costs and to stimulate the growth of the economy through another model rather than credit offering. And third, I believe that the judicial stability, which has always been a certainty in Brazil over the past years, needs to be reassured alongside with debureaucratization.
Ronaldo Pata is head of investment strategy for UBS Wealth Management. What does he consider the key issues here?
Because of all this news that we just mentioned, the market is anticipating changing governments and assuming that the next government will have more orthodox policies in terms of economic policy and monetary policy and etc. So as we have been in a recession in the last 2 years, markets anticipating an improvement in the economic scenario, especially business confidence will improve, consumer confidence will recover, then companies will be able to invest again because you have better visibility, and earnings are going to recover slowly, but will start to recover maybe in the second semester of this year. the fiscal situation in the public account will start to improve next year. Revenues growth will come back. So equities and bonds are trading at higher prices. But if you do believe that this is the beginning of a new cycle, and if for investors who have like horizons, longer horizons, let's say more than 2 years, it is still time to look for opportunities both in equities and on fixed income markets.
Marco Maciel is economist for Brazil and Latin America for Bloomberg Intelligence. Here's his take on the implications for local investors.
Investors like the construction segment in Brazil. So when they look at it, they don't want to invest in it. Why? Because this sector is under investigation. When you look at the construction segment, it has a lot of linkage among other sectors in Brazil. So, okay, we have to avoid not only the construction and oil and gas, but all the sectors that are linked to it. So, for instance, capital goods, equipment, they are also affected by all the scandals that we've been witnessing or been observing in Brazil right now. Also, when an investor look at it, he would think that what would be the perspectives for the Brazilian economy in terms of rate of growth throughout 2016 and 17. So we would have a recession in Brazil in 2016, minus 3.7% of GDP. And next year, if we have a recovery, this would be a very shy recovery, a GDP that would grow 0.5-0.3% at most. So an investor, when to take a look at it or realize that, he's going to ask himself, well, how long should I wait in order to have some good rates of return in Brazil? And besides that, we are talking about rates of inflation in Brazil this year of 7% and next year of 5%, 4.8%. It's still very high inflation rates when compared to the rest of the world.
We know the markets don't like the kind of turbulence and volatility that we've been hearing about so far. So what does this mean for local investors? Here's Jorge Mariscal again.
This is where it gets interesting because, of course, political uncertainty is something that the markets do not like generally. However, in this case, because it opens the door for a more pro-market government to come in, the market has been quite enthusiastic about any prospects for an early termination of this government. This is also good news for Brazil in the long term. I think Brazil is showing the strength and independence of its judicial system and in general of its institutions. So when Brazil comes out of this mess that it finds itself into right now, it's going to come out strengthened. Now, when it comes to what to buy and what to sell, the stock market has rallied quite a bit, and by most metrics, it's no longer cheap. Now, fixed income looks more interesting. Sovereign bonds look attractive from our perspective. And some of the corporate bonds also look interesting, particularly some of the quasi-government bonds. The currency is looking a little more stable and interest rates are quite high in Brazil, so investing in local rates could potentially be quite attractive as well, you know, yielding 15%. You could lock 2 years, 3 years at 15% with, if we assume a more stable exchange rate from here onward, that could be a very interesting investment.
Still to come on the Bulletin with UBS, we'll consider the critical currency questions and ask whether, despite the challenges, now is indeed the time for global investors to take a fresh look at Brazil. When it comes to currency, how should we be looking at this strategically? In the short term, what exactly is happening? Here's Michael Bolliger's view.
The currency plays a very important role for Brazil, helping the country to regain competitiveness. Now, it was a few years back when BRL traded against the US dollar at 155, and, you know, Brazilians imported flat steel from overseas because it was too expensive to produce it domestically, and local Brazilians flew over to Miami for a weekend shopping trip because the BRL was so strong. And now, as we speak, dollar BRL is at 360 and it has been almost at 420 in last fall, which obviously has turned things completely upside down. Today, Brazil is running again a trade balance surplus. The locals do their holidays domestically, so the beaches in Rio de Janeiro, they're full of local people. You know, rather than going to Miami, they stay here. And this has helped, you know, the country and the economy. And so we believe there is a good deal of interest locally from the Brazilian central banks and from local policymakers to keep the Brazilian currency as competitive as possible. And so the Brazilian central bank will likely start to cut interest rates, maybe already this summer. They have large positions also that they can use to again weaken BRL. You know, these were positions they built up to defend the currency when it was weakening, and now they might reduce this position, which should then, you know, weigh a bit on BRL. So in a nutshell, our view is that from here we might see further strength in the near term, as there is, you know, growing evidence and ultimately confirmation of a change in the local political scenery. But then we think the BRL will again start to gradually weaken, trending slightly higher. And so that's a bit the trajectory that we have currently in our forecast.
What's Ronaldo Pata's strategic take on currency?
The main consequence of everything that's happening is that we will see most likely a fall in volatility. So even that it's very close to fair value, the BRL, we believe the fair value is 3.5. It's trading at 3.6. So the central bank does not like to see the currency appreciating much more than the current levels, because the trade balance would suffer. And trade balance is very important for Brazil now, because it's the only thing that it has been proving. We expect like a $40 billion trade surplus for 2016. So it's very important that the currency stays at fair value, not much more appreciated than from current levels.
We also asked Thiago Aragão about the status of the BRL and what the short term could look like.
I believe that in the short term, Brazil's currency will stabilize between 3.50 and 4 reais for the dollar, which is a typical reaction for a lack of current credibility and incertitude towards the country. I don't see the situation going well beyond that. Inflation will still be relatively under control, despite being over the roof that was established before.
Now, it might be counterintuitive in some ways, but volatility often presents opportunities. So is this a time for global investors to look for value? Does Jorge Mariscal share that view?
With a long-term perspective, yes, it is. Although, as I said, the equities look a bit more fairly valued. But in the fixed income world, there appears to be some opportunities for someone who is willing to stomach volatility for the next few months with a view and a more benign outlook down the road.
We also asked Michael Bolliger for his take on the opportunities that might exist right now for the global investor.
So we have in our recommendations that we publish to our clients, we have the view that buying, say, selected Brazilian companies, their bonds, mainly denominated in US dollars, that is a very interesting value proposition, because, you know, despite all these headwinds and the negativity, we think there several of these companies are still in a very good position to service their debt. Next in line, we would see as an opportunity is investments in local currency denominated bonds. What we like there is, you know, the high interest rate carry, and also the fact that likely there will be some easing measures from the central bank, as I just mentioned, which then should again support these bonds over, say, a medium to longer term horizon. When it comes to equity, we still think that this is a bit of the weakest link within, you know, the pool of Brazilian assets, and there we currently maintain a neutral allocation.
Thiago Aragão, too, thinks that the long-term investor is well served by the current opportunities.
I think that for Brazilian investors that are aiming to stay in Brazil longer and to establish themselves there, this is the best moment. I can see several infrastructure, oil-related companies that are establishing themselves and expanding their investments in the country. So yes, it is a moment for opportunities. Brazilian companies are, because of the currency rate, cheap for foreign investors. So, and strong structural rules and laws are being changed lately. So I believe it's a good moment for investors.
Finally, on today's program, we asked Jorge Mariscal whether there are any other critical factors which are informing his thinking when it comes to Brazil. Perhaps understandably, he brings us back to where we started, the volatile political environment.
Well, we think there is probably a high chance that the government of Dilma Rousseff ends early, as we said, is still not finished and there is a probability that the government could stay in power, that would be probably not a very benign outlook for the markets. It would be a lame duck government until 2018 and nothing will happen, which I think would cause a fairly strong reversal in the equity markets, the currency markets, and in the bond markets.
And that's Jorge Mariscal bringing us to the end of this 78th edition of the Bulletin with UBS, setting the agenda in the fast-moving world of finance each week here on Monocle 24. Listen again and find out more at monocle.com or catch up via the usual channels. The Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24.